Hey, welcome to episode 24 of Two Geeks M2C, brought to you by Orange Gina.
The refreshing orange drink of the night.
Yeah, orange. It's, you know what, it's 12% juice, 2%.
Yours for only $1.99 at your local KB Toys.
So I'm Kevin.
I'm Phil.
Bob the intern. I thought we lost Simon for a second.
Yeah, Simon's been replaced by Phil.
Oh, okay. Hey, Phil.
Phil the non-intern.
Phil the non-intern.
He got promoted first.
Do we watch it? So we're just going to talk about Orange Gina, our new sponsor?
No. Let's actually talk about movies. We might as well.
Okay, we'll talk about movies.
So the first movie on our list pretty much encompasses my experience here. On one side, I have monsters, and on the other side, I have aliens.
Which one am I?
I'm going to go with monster.
I can relate to you.
Am I the big caterpillar, the 350-foot caterpillar, involves that Seth Rogen guy?
Yeah.
The blob guy? Mm-hmm. I like him. He was funny. Because I know I'm not the lizard.
No.
And I might be the mad scientist, so...
You know, you actually do remind me of the Creature of the Black Lagoon guy a little bit.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
No, actually, you know what? I think you're the more like the blob.
That's possible.
Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Okay.
And on the alien side of things, no, actually, you don't remind me of the aliens. Sorry. Anyway, Monsters vs. Aliens is an animated film from...
Was it?
Is that what that was?
I saw the live-action version.
Oh, you did?
And I saw the video
it's
game.
From DreamWorks Animation.
Well, I looked out in my backyard. There are all these guys dressed in costumes with swords and shields.
And that was
around.
The live-action role-playing.
Yeah, Monsters vs. Aliens. Yeah.
Anyway, this movie was directed by Bob Letterman. Starred the voices of Reese Witherspoon, Seth Rogen, Kiefer Sutherland, Hugh Laurie, Rain Wilson, Paul Rudd, Jeffrey Tambor, Amy Poehler, and Renee Zellweger.
And 14 stormtroopers and a Chewie.
And you know, hey, it was. I saw it in 3D. I don't think you guys did.
No, I'm sorry.
I saw it in regular.
It's hard for me to find 3D theaters.
I gotta tell you,
I had a choice, but I went to see it in regular.
Awesome in 3D.
I could tell where it would show up because I'm sure it showed up when the meteor came, when the planet exploded right off the beginning.
Even the trailers were in 3D. So.
Cup of coffee going at you,
yeah,
or something.
So, was it awesome 3D?
Oh, it was awesome.
Because it was awesome.
It wasn't like, you know, left eye blue, right eye red type of 3D. It was like you put on a pair of sunglasses, and the colors were perfect and crystal clear. And
awesome. I love this movie. It was fun.
I thought it was a great fun.
Fun movie.
Fun movie, yeah.
I love the evil villain guy. I don't know. Can't remember
his name. The alien, yeah.
I thought he was the best. He cracked me
up.
He
reminded me a bit of... something out of Dr. Seuss. Like, he reminded me of the Grinch a bit in his look.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I thought Reese Witherspoon did a pretty decent job. I didn't know what to expect.
As the 50-foot woman?
Yeah. I don't know. I still think the giant caterpillar was my favorite.
What was it? I can't even remember what it was called, though. What was it? It was like...
Oh, it was a former slug, and it got irradiated and turned into 50-foot.
Yeah, but what was it called? It was... It wasn't Slugzilla, and it wasn't Caterpillarzilla.
No, I can't remember.
Something.
Catazilla?
No.
Something weird. I can't remember.
It was like Kiefer Sutherland does. W.N. Monger. That was a Bugzilla. Choice name.
I just thought it was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I think they geared this totally for kids, and adults could get something out of it, and I just cracked up the whole time.
I thought this movie was an adult movie, first and foremost.
Really?
And that kids would also enjoy it.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I just like the scene where they're at the end and they're all in the security guard, like the clone costumes. They go, hey, you, I'll take that prisoner. And they start getting around and running Hail Zod or whatever the guy's name was. Yeah. And every time they come up, they're like, Hail Zod. And they keep walking down and they got the ray gun.
Yeah.
And the sloth guy has it, picks it up, shoots the guy by accident.
Yeah.
Whoops, give me that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was great, too. I met a really nice jello mold.
Oh, that was hysterical. She's only 12-inch in green. Look, you scared her, you bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Seth Rogen was great in this.
Yeah, this movie's all around great. I highly recommend it.
It cracked up. Go see it in 3D if you can, unlike me. It was out in the burbs. We don't have 3D out here.
I had a choice of either 3D or regular, and what did I do? I choose regular, but it's still good.
So I have a question.
There's a comment there, but I'm not.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you. So, what? Bob, if yes, you have a comment between or Phil. Regular or bondage, which one would it be?
I'll leave that alone.
Kevin, would you like to up on regular or bondage night? Or how about fetish night? I'll give you three options.
Yeah, okay. Next movie on our list is Wonder Woman, an animated release featuring bondage, directed by Lauren Montgomery, starring the voices of Carrie Russell, Alfred Molina, Mark Hagenberger, Rosario Dawson, Oliver Platt, and Virginia
Madsen,
and Vicki Lewis. A lot of women in the voices of this one, obviously with Amazons all over the place.
That would make sense then.
Phil, what do you think?
Fabulous. I really like this.
Yeah.
I thought the story could have been a little deeper for me.
Oh, Nathan Fillion was in this too, right?
Nathan Fillion? Yes, he was.
Steve Trevor.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. It was a nice Wonder Woman origin tale. I thought the story was a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
And it went a little fast, but I liked it. It gave you all the aspects of Wonder Woman. It was enjoyable. I liked it. A lot. Mm. It wasn't long enough for me, but I'm always complaining about long enough. I liked it a lot.
Mm.
I thought it was, again, it just needed more depth for me. That was all. But overall, it was enjoyable. Kevin?
I thought it was kind of mediocre. I didn't really find it that interesting.
Come on, didn't you like Oliver Platt when he brings out Ares' son as his servant? I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I like when they're sacrificing the guy to open the gates of hell.
Yeah.
I like the whole Amazon thing. Oh, just didn't do it. Maybe you're just not a Wonder Woman fan.
Maybe. That's probably right.
Yeah, I guess you gave up your tiara and magic lasso years ago.
Yeah, I never had a tiara or a magic lasso, though.
But I kind of like that part. Didn't you have underoos?
Not Wonder Woman underoos. Oh, I never had underoos at all. That was too old.
Oh, I thought the scene when Steve Trevor's flying the invisible jet and he goes, come on, what's going on here? Oh, I get it. Invisible missiles. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah, it was cute. I liked it. Not long enough, as you said. But I enjoyed, like, they had the origin. They had the Silver Age origin of her as a mud. Her mother, and she gets her into a real person. I thought that was good.
See, the way this was originally presented, it was supposed to be an adaptation of the Len Wein, George Perez Wonder Woman for six issues, which is her against Ares.
I've read it so long ago, I've forgotten
it. But things had changed so much, and I just found that the whole thing really was not... It kind of put me off. The Steve Trevor Wonder Woman stuff was okay, but the actual stuff with Ares I thought was lame. So,
yeah, I thought the Ares was lame.
But overall, it needed a better villain to make it a better film.
Yeah, Ares is not really an exciting villain, and I find that's the problem with Wonder Woman. She has, what's she going to use? Cheetah, who, it's the only part I wanted to see.
That was
at the end. Showed up for, what, 10 minutes? And I was pissed, or two
minutes?
Less
than 10 minutes, 2 minutes, yeah.
But I like the scene, you know, she looks at Trevor and goes, here, take the groceries home.
Some of the humor was a little bit more adult.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
anyway. I don't know. I like the part with the pen, and, you know, Steve... supposed to, the woman asked Steve to pick up the desk, and she goes, what kind of woman are you? And she picks it up to get the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And the part with Steve's got his foot in the magic lasso.
Yeah.
Starts telling him, I'm a womanizer, and this and that. What the hell? Oh, crap.
Yeah, that was funny.
And the woman that asks them to pick up the pen is named Etta Candy, which is a nod back at the original.
Right, but Etta Candy, and who's still a character in the new Wonder Woman comics, did not look like that.
No.
No, she was kind of...
plump.
Yeah. She was the comedy relief.
Yeah. Because I read where, like, the Golden Age Wonder Woman, and I saw Etta Candy, and she looked nothing like that.
You're right. He would choose the bondage.
Where did you get the Etta Candy comic? Like, you read old Wonder Woman comics? I didn't know you had any.
He's a big fan of H.G. Peter.
I've seen them. Like, they used to go back. I saw them in the 70s. They were still around.
So, like, 100-page spectaculars? Or?
Something like that, yeah. Okay. I went back every once in a while to try to find the old ones.
Okay.
But it was really good. I liked it.
Times, bro. All right. Next movie on our list is the cheerful road movie of a girl and her dog called Wendy and Lucy.
Which was
Were we watching the same Oscars movie?
Was getting announced. This was
sarcasm is lost on, on the intern.
Michelle Williams is rumored
totally lost
Oscar nod for this movie, uh-huh. and which never obviously materialized.
Nope.
And after watching it, I understood why.
Yes.
I thought this movie was just boring, like a very independent movie. You could tell very few actors or actresses, just boring. This is what happens to a girl when she has no money and her car breaks down, and you know, she leaves her dog tied up outside a restaurant. No, supermarket. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to steal something and then gets busted for stealing, doesn't she? They won't let her go. Mm-hmm. And then when she finally gets free, her dog is gone. Then she has to search for her dog. Then she finds her dog and realizes her dog is happy, so she's going to leave it and continue on to find work at Alaska or something. I can't remember.
Well, she's decided to leave home and go to Alaska, and she's budgeted it out. But things, I think this is like her first stop along the way.
Possibly.
Her second stop, and just everything goes wrong. Her dog, she gets taken. She can't park. She starts running out of money. Her car breaks down. You know, she's in the woods. She encounters some creepy people in the woods. You know, it's just like, this was a depressing, awful, unlikable
bad
movie.
Absolutely.
And you know, I just kept, I was, you know, I was enthralled. I'm like, what, why am I watching this? Why is this interesting?
It's not.
To watch this depressing story of this girl and her lost dog. And yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I don't.
No, it's horrible. Boring.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half. Lucky for us, it was only a
so that makes it three thumbs down, I'd say.
Absolutely, yeah. Across the board.
Now, speaking of depressing and boring, Confessions of a Superhero, directed by somebody, introduced by Morgan Spurlock, and starring a bunch of L.A. actors who portray...
L.A. actors.
Yes, who portray superheroes on Hollywood crack. Boulevard.
Oh, oops, sorry.
On crack? No, on Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. Or Grouse, or I don't know.
I've been there. You know what's scary?
Well, me too. I've been there too many times.
And that'll I've make seen two of these you. Characters not realize they
oh,
were.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the Superman guy like a zillion times. He used to go to Wizard World Los Angeles and walk around.
Okay, now I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is he ever not in Superman costume?
No.
I don't think so, no.
He got married in the Superman costume.
So he's. Is Superman.
His name is Chris something, and he's Superman.
That's and he has, Superman like, he's got basically the stuff that Steve Carell had in the 40-year-old version in his apartment. He's got the same type of thing, except all Superman.
Yeah.
I got that. But then my whole thing is, does he ever change out of it? Like, he only has the one Superman costume?
I guess so. It's always sweat stained.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, does he have more than one?
Now, he does bear some resemblance to Christopher Reed. But he's not that bulky for the role.
No.
And he looks kind of wimpy and weak. So, but, you know, they try. I mean, it's basically a form of begging. They're going out there on the street and portraying these characters. And they're not hired by the theater to do it in the hopes that tourists will stop them and take pictures with them and then pay them a tip for posing the picture with them.
Yeah, Batman gets a little upset when you don't pay him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Batman got arrested. Was an interesting character. I mean, Superman Chris was sort of like, in many ways, he was like Superman. He was the guy upholding the right and wrong of what they were doing, while the guy that played Batman, whew, man, he had a odd past and...
He is psychotic.
Yeah. Issues.
Now, I have a question.
Wonder Woman, of course, was cute.
Wonder Woman was very cute.
Yeah.
But just, it's strange, though. The Hulk was bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, he must have been dying in that suit. Mm-hmm. This was just a strange, depressing movie. What happens when people get too fanatic about their, I don't want to say idols, but they kind of think they're real.
They blur the lines between what's...
fiction and reality.
Definitely for Superman, Chris.
Superman doesn't know the difference. I mean, but I still like when he went to that Superman convention to meet Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Or when he's calling over Antonio Banderas in his Superman outfit. Mm-hmm. But I like when he goes to the costume thing and loses to that fat guy in the Superman. Gosh, I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, this was just a strange movie.
Strange movie, yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend it.
You know what? I could recommend it if you're interested in why these people do what they do. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the Hulk seemed normal. Mm. Like, seemed like he had fell in bad times. You know,
he was homeless for a while.
He seems to like, okay, you know what? This is why I'm doing it. He doesn't yell, doesn't scream. He seems to want to make more of himself.
Right.
Superman, that's it. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
Superman grows. Batman is just crazy.
Yeah, he used to be a bodyguard, and I think he's fried.
He does security now.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman's trying to get into acting, so I guess this is...
She actually got a divorce through the...
Throughout the film.
Yeah, it shows her. I don't know if she gets a divorce in the end.
They split up.
So I don't know. But I mean, it just shows, I guess this is another form of if you need to make money, but it's just bizarre. Mm-hmm. The film, I just don't know what to say about it. Okay. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, I thought it was very interesting for about half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
But as the hour went along, kind of like,
it drags.
Wrap this up. I just don't care. Bob?
No. Well, it was sort of like... when I saw the ads for it, I thought it was misrepresented really, because I was expecting something totally different. Even though I read the box, I'm going, okay, might be fun.
Were you expecting like an Orange China experience?
No, I just wasn't expecting this. But it still was good, sort of, almost.
Okay, moving along.
Next movie on our list, Bob didn't see, is A Thrievening with Kevin Smith.
I've watched most of this because my second disc for some reason wouldn't work for me. I don't know why.
This is the third whatever where they basically recorded Kevin Smith live cracking wise in front of an audience.
I have a lot of problems with this.
Yeah.
It's very boring to watch. I think if I was there, I would enjoy it. But watching it, he's boring live. He just sits there. He talks. But he's not an interesting person, A, to look at, because he's not a comedian, so he doesn't have a delivery. Mm-hmm. And his stories, he just tends to ramble.
He does, yeah.
Like, I like him. I listen to his podcast, and I like him on his podcast because I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. And that's my problem with this movie, because I'm locked into just watching him stand there and sweat.
Yeah.
Go, man, you're fat.
Well, the good thing, he's getting bigger. The only thing that I found interesting, I mean, I put this on while I did other things on the computer. And the good thing about watching something like that at home is that you don't have to give it your full attention.
Well, that was my thing. I just put it on to give it my full attention so I could pay attention. Then I found I wanted to do other things during
it. So I don't have to watch him walk around the stage. I can just listen to him cracking his jokes and work on the computer and stuff. He's funny. I like his delivery. It's okay.
Oh, I have no. It just, I got bored. But, and I knew the story,
but it's sort of like this is now the third one. We've seen it all, Kevin. I mean, like, make a movie,
make a good movie.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he's doing.
It's been a while.
He's doing Red State. No, Dix. Is it Dix he's doing?
I don't know.
He's got a movie called Dix coming up with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis, and it's the first time he's not working with Scott Mosier and not working with his normal crew. Mm. So it's Kevin Smith on his own directing. So I'm dying to see this movie to see how different it is. Because usually he works with Mosier. He works with the same people all the time. So you always get that same Kevin Smith experience.
Yeah.
And this one's going to be totally different. So we'll see how that goes. So I can't recommend this. I'd say no. Thumbs down.
Okay. Yeah, it's like in the middle for me. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, you'll probably enjoy it. If you're not, then why bother? Right? So... Okay, next movie on our list is W, directed by Oliver Stone, starring Josh Brolin as George W. Bush and Elizabeth Banks as his wife.
I want to know if Elizabeth Banks or Scarlett Johansson is going to win the award this year.
For, what is it, the Michael Caine Award?
Michael Caine Award for most bad movies.
I think it'll be Elizabeth Banks.
She's leading the way. I don't know. Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett's done worse movies, though.
I know. I'm going to have some new categories.
She's not tough to look at. But,
I know. Yeah. But I'm going to have some new acting categories for our end of the year special just for our audience.
So what do we think of the life of George W. Bush? Was it interesting enough to warrant a movie?
No. God, this guy is boring. If that's the best you could dig up on him, this man, who cares? He's a daddy's boy. He's doing it all for his dad. That's all I got by the end. Okay, daddy. Yeah. I'm getting there, daddy. I'm sorry, daddy.
It's basically a guy looking for his father, redemption from his father, who never approved of him. I thought it was interesting. I thought Josh Brolin did a great job.
I did too.
I had no issues with the acting. Yeah. I just got bored.
Yeah, and it was interesting to watch. Who was the actress that played Condoleezza Rice?
Thandie Newton.
Thandie Newton. Wow, what a transformation there.
She's an excellent actress.
Well, she did a great imitation of Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and Jeffrey Rush as... not Jeffrey Rush.
Richard Dreyfuss?
No, who am I thinking of who played Colin Powell? Jeffrey Wright.
Yes, Jeffrey Wright, sorry.
Very good as Colin Powell, and Richard Dreyfuss as Darth Vader. It's pretty good. Yeah, I thought it was okay. I mean, I was interested. I was interesting to see just how much of a moron and how lucky this guy was. I mean, this guy basically reached power and maintained it by just being the son of a famous guy.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that's basically it. There's nothing really unique or whatever about him. He was driven to be successful, to show his father that he could do it.
And that was it?
Yeah.
I have nothing to say about that. I just thought it was very boring.
And as a result, was probably one of the worst presidents in my lifetime, definitely.
Does Nixon count for our lifetime?
Nixon was actually a decent... I don't think he was a terrible president.
It wasn't
he just
bad.
Made some bad decisions.
Yeah. Watergate being one of them, yeah. The tapes.
You know, Bush was just not... He wasn't interested. He was like just... Didn't listen to anybody. Did it his own way.
That's true. I agree with you.
Okay. So what do we think of the movie overall?
Thumbs down.
I'm going to say thumbs up marginal.
Same here. Marginal thumbs.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Last new movie on our list is Pink Panther 2, directed by somebody and starring Steve Martin, Alfred Molina, John Cleese, Jeffrey Palmer, Ashwarya Ray, Emily Mortensen, Lily Tomlin, and Mortimer, Andy Garcia, and it just goes on and on.
Kevin.
What a great movie.
Do you have any hamburger?
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Okay. Why is Steve Martin doing Peter Sellers' movies?
Money, 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 money.
Lame.
This movie's awful.
Lame.
Come on, didn't you like the one scene when he goes trying to get access inside the building and he goes on the ball and he's taking everything out? I thought that was mildly amusing.
This movie what? This movie was better than The Pink Panther starring Steve Martin. But that's not saying much.
Was it?
I think it was better.
I hated both these movies.
I hated them both, but not equally.
Oh, this was awful. This was a train wreck from beginning to end. Yeah. And then I see Steve Martin go, well, the critics don't like my movies. Well, can you make crap movies?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't like The Jerk. Well, The Jerk was a pretty boring movie.
Yeah.
I mean, but it made all this money. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't make money or movies, but they're not good.
Right.
I wouldn't pay to make these movies. You're just lucky the people that do.
Yeah.
It just bugs me when he says that. I don't know. This is an awful movie. I mean, everybody in here is just forgettable. I'm just dying to forget it off my... I'm done. This movie sucks. Finished.
I agree, Bob.
I didn't find it that bad, but I'm not gonna give it a thumbs up. I'm just gonna give it marginal
thumbs down.
Somewhere mediocre. In the middle. On the fence. It's okay. Like I thought, John Cleese did a good job. Jeffrey Palmer, Alfred Molina, like shows me that he can. Switch from role to role, like he did. He did the voice of Ares in Wonder Woman, so I thought he was okay.
Oh, okay, so glowing positive.
Voice acting, real life,
versatile acting. Versatility. That's what it is.
Versatility.
No, not versatility. Versatility.
That'd be a great movie title. Versatility. Great with duplicity and other things.
Starring.
Okay, so. Time for the video vault.
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toed cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
You know what? Those are the, you know, something's wrong with that door.
Yeah. Bob?
It's turning into R2-D2.
It needs oil.
Did you lock R2-D2 in the video vault?
That's where he went.
Deep, deep, biddle, deep, deep.
Because I'm wondering if my movies aren't filed in alphabetical order anymore lately.
Yeah.
Damn injured.
Oh, my. I'm only a protocol droid.
Where are we here?
All right. We have a reviewing the Poseidon Adventure, aren't we?
No, I thought we were reviewing the Towering Inferno.
Was pretty close.
Is this the same movie?
It's Irwin Allen directed, starring Steve McQueen, O.J. Simpson, Paul Newman, Richard Chamberlain, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Robert Vaughn, Robert Wagner, Dabney Coleman, and a cast of thousands. So, there's a big fire in a big building, and they didn't take that into account.
No,
very
they cut
exciting.
Costs.
They cut costs.
I didn't think this movie was that bad.
Loved it.
That was okay for
I
what it was.
I enjoyed it. I just thought it was a little long.
Long?
I love
it. It was
Steve
perfect.
McQueen.
Perfect. Perfect time.
I think it's just a little long, but I'm
my timing's good. Off. But
yeah,
we all know me in 70s movies. I always have a lull in the middle.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it though. For the most part, I would recommend this.
Thumbs
it was
up.
Good. It was the first movie I watched on my new 42-inch Sharp Equidus, so it looked pretty nice.
Very cool.
I was very happy with that. Watching this,
you get a good deal on that.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay with cash works better.
Good stuff.
Oh, I thought the movie was okay, but it reminded me so much of the Poseidon Adventure.
Mm.
I thought I was watching the same movie, just in a building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read an article on this movie, because you know me, I like to read things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any little antidotes like the intern sometimes has.
You can do your research. But,
no, it was based on a book, and there were two production companies doing a different book with Inferno. So they came out around the same time, then they merged the two to make the one movie.
Wow. One of the books was called The Glass Tower.
That's right. Yep. There was another one I can't remember. I didn't think this was that
all
bad.
I remember is the SCTV version of The Towering Inferno that just kept going on episode after episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I guess they weren't a big fan of The Towering Inferno.
No, it was just like all like shots of them in the building.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Anyway, I this was just okay. I'm not a big fan of these movies.
Well, what did you think of Steve McQueen, though?
Steve McQueen's awesome. He's always good.
Okay, and what'd you think of Paul Newman?
He was good, too. They're all good.
Come on, OJ as a security guy.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
And William Holden answering the phone.
One of these days we're going to have to review Capricorn 1.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Do you have it?
No,
I don't have it.
I've heard of it.
OJ is an astronaut, and they fake the moon landings.
Really?
In the studio.
Wasn't James Brolin in that, too?
Yeah.
Capricorn 1.
Okay. Anyway. What year is this from? 70s?
Early 70s.
71, I think.
I will find it.
All right. Next movie on our list is The Boondog Saints.
Starring Sean Blash and Flannery.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, that other guy. I forgot his name. Comedian. Oh. Billy Connolly. There you go. Okay, Kev, I'll let you go first.
You know, this movie's a cult movie.
I know.
Why?
It's fun.
It's not fun.
I liked
it. Was it fun?
I did not enjoy this movie at all. I thought it was
I'm with
stupid.
Kevin on this one. I didn't enjoy it either.
I was a little confused. Come on. When William Dafoe dresses up in the chick's clothing.
Yeah.
Pretends he's a hooker.
Stupid.
I thought this. Come on. Tell me the name of the cat. What's the cat's name? If you don't tell me the cat's name, I'm going to kill the cat. You can't tell me that wasn't great.
Yeah, that was funny. When they actually killed the cat, that was like probably the only shocking or exciting moment of the movie.
I love it. He blows the cat over the wall.
Oh, jeez.
I laughed so hard. I thought the movie was fun. Mm. I didn't understand any of it, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, glad. Good. I'm glad you didn't understand it either.
I'm sitting there going, I need help. Kevin's taking notes because I'm lost.
Yeah, well, it's always they would enter into a scene and then they would show up later and it would be Willem Dafoe analyzing what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for this movie at all. And I hear they're making a sequel, so I don't
know. In Toronto, I might add.
Yeah. They've already finished.
But I know some people love it and those people are stupid. No, I'm just kidding. You know, you like what you like, but hey, I didn't like it, so...
I thought it was bizarre and fun. I did like it. I didn't understand half of it, but I did like it when I understood it.
And Bob?
Nope.
Okay. Two thumbs down and one marginal?
Marginal.
Okay. Here's a fun movie. Michel Gondry's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, starring Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, Kristen Dunst, Tom Wilkinson, Mark Ruffalo, Elijah Wood. Very unique movie. So let's say, Bob, I think you didn't care for it that much. Let's see how you start. What do you think?
Let's say you're right. I didn't care for it that much. Yeah.
Why?
Why? I wondered, why was this made and why would I watch it?
What was the movie about that you didn't like, Bob? Was it the orange vagina scene?
It was depressing. It was very depressing. It was about Jim Carrey's getting this procedure done because he wasn't in a relationship, but they've got a technology that you can erase some unhappy memories from your mind. Mm-hmm. He goes through the procedure and at the same time finds out that the woman he's trying to erase has had the same procedure. It was trying to have the same procedure done. But as it turns out, they meet again, and this time they fall in love for some reason. But yeah, it's a very depressing movie.
Like, even with you know, on a personality basis, they were still attracted to one another, even though they had this erased history.
Yeah.
They knew that there was something going on there. And then I think as the memories are disappearing, he gradually... I don't know. He starts fighting to retain them.
Yeah, because he tries to find a way to keep her in a memory that she's not even involved in. Mm-hmm. Going back to his childhood.
God, isn't the point of this movie that Elijah Wood's in love with her?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around there. Tricks Jim Carrey into getting his mind erased. That's what I took.
Yeah,
it.
Something.
So
like
she
that.
Really didn't not like Jim Carrey,
mm-hmm.
but he had her brain wiped. So yeah. She didn't know who Jim Carrey. It was very confusing, but I think that's why I got it.
It was an odd movie, but I thought it was very well done. I thought
it was well done, but it was
I
still
it was
depressing.
Very boring.
Yeah,
I had just some thought it was a little too slow for me. I was a little confused half the time.
Yeah,
and then it starts making sense.
It's one of those movies you have to give it your attention. You have to.
I did. And then is it Tom Wilkinson? Tom Wilkinson is here.
He's
then
a
we
doctor,
find
right?
out that Kirsten Dunst had her mind.
White, she had her mind her wife too
because she was in love with Tom Wilkinson.
Yep.
Or had an affair with him.
Yes.
So it was just very confusing. I think it needed to explain itself in the end. It never really did.
Yeah,
I kind of came out of this going, okay.
So it's basically, you're kind of mediocre on it.
I'm mediocre, Kev.
And I'm kind of pro, but I don't.
Well, this is on a lot of people's top 20 list of greatest movies. Which next time we do a cast, I'm bringing my top 20 list.
Wow!
For
okay,
you guys,
you gotta remind me, and I'll start putting something
so
together.
So I want. Are we gonna
I know my
list?
Top five, but I'd have
okay.
To,
well, next time we're here, I just wanted to Facebook. Tell you guys ahead of time that I have your. I want top 10 lists, and we can discuss them. I include you, Bob. Right. So sound
that's
music.
A whole episode.
Well, no, we can just do it quickly.
All right.
We'll just.
You
one,
just want 10?
All right,
10. So sound of music, Hairspray, Moulin
Grease.
Rouge.
Last movie on the Video Vault list is Pushing Tin.
This was Pushing Boredom.
Directed by Mike Newell, starring John Cusack, Vicki Lewis, Billy Bob Thornton, Kate Blanchett, and Angelina Jolie.
First time we see her boobs, I think.
And they're nice.
They are nice.
Yes.
Okay, this is a movie about air traffic controllers and competing air traffic controllers with John Cusack, and Billy Bob Thornton's the new guy.
High suicide rate among air traffic controllers. High
and
pressure.
Also
job.
Starring Jim, Drew Carey's brother, who plays the guy that's trying to get into can't get into the building when he comes back to work, the air traffic controller they bet on. Mm. To see if he'll get in, that's who he is, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This movie is so bad. Never gets going. I had a nap during the whole... I couldn't believe how bad it was. I had no interest in John Cusack playing the same character over and over again. Bores the crap out of me when he does this.
Bob?
I'm going to have to disagree.
About the Orange Gina, that is?
No. About the movie.
Orange Gina.
I wasn't sure about it, but when I started watching it, I thought, okay, I'll give it a chance. And then I got into it, and it wasn't bad.
Like, was there a point to the whole affair?
Which affair?
Well, I think it's the high pressure of the job is getting to him because he's competing with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, it was like possessing something that Billy Bob Thornton owned.
And then he starts thinking Billy Bob Thornton sleeping with his wife.
Yeah.
They're both highly competitive, yes.
I just thought it was retarded.
I like this movie. I'm with Bob.
What?
I thought the cast was interesting. I thought the story was okay. I had no problems with it. I liked it.
What did you like about it, Kevin?
I like John Cusack. I like John Cusack movies.
So do I, usually.
I like Angelina Jolie in this movie.
Because you get to her boobs?
Yeah, but she's kind of like a...
Skank?
Yeah.
She's very skanky in this movie.
you know, nothing wrong with that. And, you know, Billy Bob, this was an early film for him, and he was good in it. I thought it was...
Was this at the time they were together, like Billy Bob and Angelina?
That's where they met.
They were met. They met on this. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. So, now I know that says that's the end of it, but there's one more movie that I forgot that we added this morning.
What was
that? I watched and finished at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, which is Australia.
Oh, that's on the list. Okay.
Not on the list because Bob didn't check his computer this morning.
Oh, is that when you sent it out?
Yeah.
Because I logged this morning. Like, Kevin's emailing? Like, I remember checking last night.
I watched Australia so that I could finish it.
Considering that email is my work email.
So what do you think?
Starring Hugh Jackman and...
the statuesque Nicole Kidman.
And Brian
Brown.
Many of the people from Moulin Rouge.
Yeah,
because it was directed by Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann.
Yep.
Well, I can't remember.
Them mighty cheeky booths.
So, what'd you guys think?
I'm the drover.
Well, Bob, we know you liked it.
I did, even though it was long.
3 hours long.
Yes, I'm glad the seats are comfortable in theaters.
So am I.
Well, I saw it at home because it's now available on DVD.
So, Kev?
I liked it. I thought I had the same problem, though. I thought that when they got the cattle loaded onto the boat and they won and they defeated Brian Brown's character, that's 2 hours into the movie, that would have been enough. They could have ended it on that high
same
note.
Same problem I had. Yep.
And whatever. And then all of a sudden it's another hour.
They had and to fit the World War into it.
The story of Nicole Kidman and her beloved Creamy, as they refer to the little boy who's, you know, mixed race. Like, come on. Like, whatever. And then, you know, Hugh Jackman, it's like he was in another movie.
He doesn't even look like he's there half the time.
I mean, he does his thing and...
But he was thinking about Wolverine, I think.
I think, and so am I, actually. But, you know, like, it's just, like, they're all okay. The movie was okay. It was good. I have no problems with it. It's just long.
It's just so long.
Yeah.
For no reason. I agree with you. I thought after the cattle, this movie was over. I'm like,
yeah.
Keeps going.
Any other movie would have ended right there on the high
note. And that would have been done.
Yeah.
And I would have been fine with it. I probably would have liked it.
Yeah, I would have liked it more. I thought, why is there's this is the 2 hour mark. This would be a good point to end on.
I agree.
Why is there another hour after this? And we have to see the Japanese invading. And
there was no need for the extra
that
was hour.
That could have been the sequel.
Well, I guess they had to do it to defeat that other guy that wanted their land. I can't remember the guy's name.
Carney.
Then that's basically Carney's story.
Carney Cattle King.
Kidman story. Mm-hmm. And to wrap up that storyline. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that is about.
Yeah.
And Carney's mad at Kidman for getting his wife killed.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
Carney's mad at Kidman for getting his wife killed. No. Carney is Brian Brown. Fletcher was the guy that worked for Brian Brown.
Okay, Carney. Fletcher is who I'm thinking of as Lost Hour.
Fletcher was her employee who was really...
Yeah, that's the guy I'm talking about. I saw this a while ago. Yeah,
and that was played... Was that David Thewlis? No, it wasn't David Thewlis. I can't remember that actor's name, but he was in 300. He was the guy that told the story of 300 and...
But that just means that hour deals with his character.
Van Helsing.
That hour deals with him.
Yeah.
And Kidman. So maybe it does need an extra hour.
Yeah, I don't know.
To wrap it up. I thought it was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was okay.
Over the rainbow... Blue sky shot. No. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I'm going to recommend it.
Yeah, I would go with a positive note. I wouldn't go as high as saying it's the next Moulin Rouge, but it was good.
Well, it's definitely not the next Moulin Rouge. We know how I feel. I thought it was a decent film.
You don't like musicals.
Well, guys, I'm going to go play golf, so I'm out of here.
No graphic novels this time?
Oh, gals, graphic novels. Yes, I have one.
Okay.
I just got to... Oh, now I remember what I discussed with you in graphic novel section. Sorry, I forgot to write it down. What, did you read Planet Hulk, Kevin?
I did read Planet Hulk.
What did you think?
I thought it was a really long, stretched-out version of the Jurella story from the 70s.
So it wasn't just me that felt the same way. Or I thought, remember in Hulk 300 where Doctor Strange sends Hulk into the portal area with Mike Mignola doing the art?
Yeah.
I thought it was that storyline all over again. And a bad version of it, too.
Yeah.
And it's just so much yakking in this.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Hulk. Go beat that guy.
Oh, yeah. Smash.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Well, I thought it was
beautiful.
It was pretty good, actually, all things considered.
Oh, I didn't like it at all.
No, we're talking about Planet Hulk, not World War Hulk.
No, this leads into World War Hulk, which I have not found yet.
I thought Planet Hulk was okay. You know, the heroes send the Hulk off into space. He ends up on this war planet. He fights. It's basically Gladiator.
Exactly.
With the Hulk.
I agree. I hated it.
He works his way up from being a guy who's a gladiator to end up running the planet. And then he loses it all.
See, yeah. The graphic novel doesn't go that far. Graphic novel stops when the Hulk's happy.
No, it doesn't.
Does he lose it? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, at the very end, someone goes into the ship that the Hulk arrived
yes.
in and sets off a nuclear explosion.
Okay.
Which destroys right. all okay. the life on the planet, including the love of Hulk's
I'm
life.
Sorry. You're right. My mistake. Yeah. I do remember now. I'm sorry.
And so the Hulk and his team of gladiators basically take a spaceship and decide that they're going back to Earth to get revenge on the guys that blew him up, which is Reed Richards and Tony Stark.
Yeah. So that starts World War Hulk. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I'm gone. Going to play golf.
And that's it for this episode.
I'm Bob the Intern.
I'm Simon.
And I'm Kevin, signing out for 2 Geeks and 2 Seats.
If they make it.
I make it. We do.